This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
4 minutes after 1 o'clock, this is Nation Radio, around until 2 o'clock today, and then it's Jungle Jim Hunter will be on the radio at two until four, and then we've got our friend Jeff Kershaw between four and five. Kelsey Moronic joins us now from FC Edmonton. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Well, great, and thanks so much for joining us. First of all, I want to ask you, just reading on your Twitter, the first edition of Eddie came out yesterday or today?
No, we're actually giving it out on Sunday.
So okay, tell me what's included in Eddie.
It's a newspaper that we put together and just, you know, has articles from just about everything, sports in general, obviously very soccer related. We have a wives and girlfriends section for the players' girlfriends and wives.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of information.
And before we go any farther, you're on Twitter. Give me your hashtag so that we can pass that along as
hashtag
well.
Hashtag we're a Stand United.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Good stuff. Home game number one tomorrow at Clark Park. That has to be very exciting for the FC.
Very, very exciting. We're all really, really excited about tomorrow.
And it's got to be a lot of work, too. I was thinking about this. I mean, obviously, last year he didn't play at Clark. Lots of things have to happen, you know, just based on, you know, the stands and all that stuff. It must have been a lot of work. And tomorrow's going to be a great day, because it all comes to fruition.
Sort of. Yes, it's a lot of work, and we've, you know, been working our butts off over here, but everything hasn't been completed.
Okay.
So I do have to tell people that if they're coming tomorrow, it is going to be a dry game because of the weather. We haven't been able to put all of our stands up just yet.
Mm-hmm.
So before AGLC clears us to get our liquor license, that we have to provide them with all that information. And unfortunately, because of all the weather and everything that we've been going through, that's not going to happen tomorrow. So.
Well, you know what? It's going to be a great game anyway. So,
it is, yes.
You know, and the good thing is it's in the afternoon, so then you can go home and partake if you like to do that too.
Exactly. You can pregame a little bit, postgame.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. A big result in Puerto Rico this week, a 0-0. And I know that Puerto Rico is a powerhouse and a very good team. Road teams don't win a lot and don't walk away with a point very much.
Yep.
That's got to be a little bit of momentum for FC heading into the weekend.
Yeah, they, you know, the guys were all extremely happy. Obviously, they wanted the 3 points and they wanted the win there, but they're really happy with the way that they played, and I think, you know, they're really starting to come together. So tomorrow's going to be a really big game.
We'll have the game live, by the way, on Team 1260 starting at 2 tomorrow. We're thrilled to be a part of the of this season. I've lived in Edmonton a long time. I was here before the invention of the wheel, so it's a long time ago. There's more excitement about FC and soccer in this town now than I can ever recall. Do you have a reason behind that? Is it just a matter of FC hitting at the right time, or is it marketing? Why is FC so popular, especially with young people?
You know, I think a lot of it just has to do with the people, you know, that are working in this office. We're all so excited about it. We all work really closely together. There's not that many of us here. And, you know, I think it resonates with people how excited and passionate we are with it. So, you know, the marketing obviously it's big, and we're just getting our name out there. It's support with you, you know, you guys even supporting us. It's little things like this that we're getting our name out there, and we believe in it. So it's easy to sell to people, you know, because we're just so excited about it.
Well, and this is such a, you know, not to take away from other sports, but this is such a hockey market.
Yeah.
It has to be really difficult to just, you know, push the boulder up that mountain to get any kind of attention for a sport that isn't hockey.
Absolutely. But, you know, all of us here view it as a really exciting challenge. You know, it's hard. It's sometimes frustrating. This is a very predominantly, you know, Oilers-focused city, even when we are in last place. You know, the games are still sold out and people are going and they're supporting, but it's exciting to be a part of that. You know, we're not trying to take anything away from that. We're not trying to steal the fans, and obviously, you know, our season doesn't even really coincide with the Oilers until they make the playoffs,
right?
So it's good. It's exciting. You know, we all want to support each other.
I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's game, and then the May 2nd game against Vancouver Whitecaps is going to be such a great showcase for FC at Commonwealth. Tell me a little bit about that game and some of the things that are going to happen.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are obviously extremely excited about that game. So that's part of the Amway Canadian Championship. So May 2nd, Vancouver Whitecaps, I think it's going to be a really big draw. We're playing actually at Commonwealth, not at Clark, for that game. And yeah, we're just really excited about it.
The FC website, anybody who wants to get into it and check it out, the FC website is very cool, very well done, very easy to maneuver and that sort of thing. Are you finding that a lot more people are checking out the videos, more familiar with the players and specifics of the schedule?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We, you know, one of my biggest things in the off season was obviously not to disappear. That's been, you know, a downfall of some of the other soccer teams that have been around here. And so, you know, using our social media, using our website, we have access to the players all the time. They're obviously really excited about being a part of it, and they want to be a part of it. So they're doing a good job themselves also. And yeah, we're just trying to put as much content on there as we possibly can, and relevant content, obviously.
And there's a window of opportunity here, and not to cast aspersions on the Edmonton Capitals, but they're not part of the summer fabric of Edmonton. So there's the games are most often on Sunday. They're weekends for the most part. Mm-hmm. This is a great opportunity for families and folks to get out and watch this kind of sport.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody's disappointed to hear about the Capitals, and it's sad. I went to numerous games last year and had so much fun at them. I love baseball, but it is an exciting opportunity for us to, you know, focus again back to us and take those fans that would have gone to those games and start converting them into soccer fans. So, and then when the Capitals come back, if they come back and work all that stuff out, you know, it's again, we want to support each other.
And tickets are still available, obviously, for tomorrow's game.
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah,
what's
Ticketmaster?
Ticketmaster, check them out and get there. I mentioned this earlier, but I did a little poll, and I want to talk about, like, I don't know if it's Twitter or Facebook or what, but young people seem to be responding to this, and soccer in general, I've noticed, has grown in maybe the 18 to 35 demographic in the last while. Can you give me not necessarily for FC or Edmonton in particular, but can you give me a reason for that? Is there a reason why maybe it's World Cup becoming more and more famous that soccer is catching on now as opposed to before?
I mean, I think a really big thing is it's very affordable for people to play. Hockey is very expensive. You know, all the other sports are very expensive, and the fact that anybody can play, if you can, you know, my mom plays. It's, you know, it's exciting. It's for all ages, and I think people are just kind of catching on to that and realizing that it's a fun sport to play.
Super. Looking forward to it. 2:00 tomorrow. Get down there to Clark Stadium. Thank you so much, Kelsey. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. That's Kelsey Moronic from FC Edmonton Soccer Club. We're going to have the game. We'll have all home games on Team 1260 throughout the calendar year here in the spring and summertime. We've got the big game May 2nd against Vancouver Whitecaps at Commonwealth. All the other games are at Clark Stadium. As she mentioned, there's some few final details to take care of for tomorrow's game, but go out and check it out, and then it's an opportunity for you to spend spring and summer cheering for a really interesting and fun team to watch. It's exciting. If you haven't seen FC before, check it out. It's an exciting game, and they're very competitive. So we thank Kelsey so much for dropping by. Remind you to stay tuned, Team 1260 tomorrow at 2:00 for the game. And if you're going down to the park, well, you can catch the game on the radio while you're watching it live. Okay, we're going to take a break now. It's 12 minutes after. Before 2:00 today, Kent Wilson, he'll join us next from Flames Nation. We'll have Jonathan Willis as well from Oilers Nation and other parts on the internet, talking about the draft, the Sutters, and more. This is Nation Radio, brought to you by Edmonton Motors.